tell me, Take Back the Night has been actually going on in at Murray for several years now. Murray State has held events, and Metropolis has been doing this. This will be the fifth year, but this is the first.
Ma'am.
Yeah, this is the first year for Paducah. Why now?
Well, I believe last year we have members on our board who are from both sides of the river, and there's several different events they have going on over in Paducah, and we worked with Guardian Family Services in Metropolis on our first Take Back the Night, and we did a lot of things in conjunction with them. And I believe last year a women's group, possibly from the college, WKCTC, had a run, and it just kind of hit us that nobody had ever done one in Paducah. So we decided we would try our first annual one this year and see how it goes.
Yeah, yeah. And domestic violence is something that affects not just women. It also affects men in some cases. Actually, when they list the people who have been actually death victims of domestic violence, I believe in the past 10 years there was a male victim. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about what exactly do we mean when we say relationship violence or relationship abuse?
Well, in all its forms, of course, you know, you have dating violence, and one out of three women in the United States has survived an act of violence, either it be from rape, sexual assault, incest, or domestic violence. And you have one of five girls experience violence before they leave high school. And as we talked about, you know, men, approximately one in six boys is sexually abused before age 16. So Take Back the Night encompasses all of the different types of violence, including, you know, you named sexual assault, sexual abuse, dating violence, also stalking and domestic violence.
And when we talk about violence, we're not only talking about physical abuse. We are also talking about things that are emotional and verbal abuse as well. So can you maybe talk a little bit about some of the signs that people who are in relationships might that they think, oh, well, this is okay, but maybe it's not okay. You know, some examples of that.
Well, I believe a lot of times, especially with teens, they look at extreme form of jealousy, where they're not allowed to talk with friends. One of the first things a lot of times a perpetrator will do is to distance you from family members and friends. They want all of your time, and that's an immediate warning signal. There's also, you know, simply where you're not allowed to do other activities. You also maybe have when they just say, well, he just pushed me, or, you know, he just shoved me and he didn't really hurt me, or he told me I wasn't good enough for some other boy. Or even, you know, with women, they talk about how you wouldn't be able to handle your own finances, or you're not good enough. That's always a sign.
Mm-hmm. And who is most affected by this? Are there certain age groups or certain economic groups of people who are more affected by, you know, problems with sexual or relationship abuse?
No, it covers everybody. The perpetrator has no set type. They don't. There isn't a certain economic group that you can look at, be it rich or poor, educated, uneducated. The levels don't matter. It can affect anyone and everyone.
Mm. And with your organization, you raise awareness, but do you also do outreach as well?
Yes, we do some outreach, and we'll have a list of different organizations that you can get in touch with. We've done some fundraising. As you said, this is our fifth annual Take Back the Night. We've also started an event that we've done one this year. We're going to try to do at least one a year, called Girl Up. And we do that for girls ages 13 to 18 to help them start building their self-esteem, because that's always one of the biggest issues. It seems like if the self-esteem is down, you're open and ready prey.
Mm. Talk about that some more. How important is it to, you know, build confidence and build awareness, I guess, in a relationship, you know, how a person should be treated?
Well, I mean, we should all be treated equally and respectfully. I guess the main thing would be if you'd look at, you want someone to treat you the same way you would want to be treated. A lot of times when you're giving more and boosting someone's ego in order to not be hit or not be hollered at, then you would know that this isn't the proper route to go. I think a lot of times when sexual abuse has been involved, and children from children from domestic violence relationships, they often have a low self-esteem. And that leaves girls open to not only the dating violence or sexual abuse, but also leaves them open to, you know, poor body image.
Hmm. Are girls more prone to this? Is it something to do with maybe a societal view that, you know, women are more more passive? They're encouraged to maybe be kinder and nicer and less assertive than we train our boys to be?
I believe so. There's one instance where we had a I went to a seminar, and they talked about always go with your gut instinct. Women a lot of times will be nice in order to not hurt someone's feelings. And one of the instances they gave was getting on an elevator. And the elevator stops, and there's a gentleman on there. He's the only one on there, and you get ready to step on, and something says, no, I really shouldn't get on there. But then you think, well, it might hurt his feelings, and I get on. And the woman gets on, she rides up, and say she's carrying groceries for job. He offers to help, and it ends up, you know, a perpetrator has entered her home now. He's made mm-hmm. himself into her life. But you should always go with your gut instinct. If it doesn't feel right, if the way somebody's treating you or talking to you does not feel right, then it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And women need to learn to say no. It's okay to say no. You don't always have to be nice.
Yeah. And overwhelmingly, men are the perpetrators of relationship violence or sexual abuse. But I think then in that case, there's a tendency to want to demonize all men, say that men are evil.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. But of course, as we know, that's not true. You know, there are wonderful, upstanding men out there as well. So what would be a man's role in this world who maybe want to help or want to reach out?
Well, get involved. I mean, there are several organizations that you can get involved with. Our Take Back the Night's one. We have several men speaking. Anything that's out there. V-Day, that does the Vagina Monologues, they also have a men's area that helps, that does a pledge for them also. I guess one of the big things is we always talk about raising our girls to not be victims or prey or susceptible to any of the violence, but we should also raise our boys to be men who are not perpetrators.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the specifics of the upcoming events. The Metropolis one is on Thursday. Where's it going to be? And tell me a little bit about what's going to happen.
Well, our march will start at Guardian Family Services. That's at 117 West 10th Street in Metropolis. And we will march down Market Street to Nassau County Courthouse. We have some talented artists who will sing. We have a couple of speakers, one of them that is a survivor, and the other one is Jane Etheridge from the Murray Women's Center there on Thursday night. And then Samuel Snacks Hawkins will also do a spoken word poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will march back to Guardian Family Services. We have a candlelight ceremony, and it really is empowering to be there and feel like you've done something. I think the march is one of the most important parts of it. It's empowering is the only word I can find to use.
Yeah.
When you walk down through and you do your chants, and this is now our streets, and we're taking it back, and we're feeling safe to walk.
So the march is more for survivors, or is it more for the people who are watching, or the people who...
It's for everyone.
Okay.
Everyone, because this is an epidemic that affects everyone. If you don't think it affects you, talk to people in your life, someone. So one of your friends, one of your sisters, your brother, someone has been affected by the violence.
Hmm. And the event in Paducah, that will be Friday, and it will also have a march as well, right?
Yes, it's going to be a shorter march. We kind of got a little bit of a snafu with our permit, and this is our first one. We're marching across the street pretty much from Paducah City Hall mm-hmm. to Dolly McNutt Plaza. But it's the first one. It'll be a good one. It'll still be empowering, and we're having Police Chief James Berry is going to speak, and Jennifer Gregg, she's a licensed professional clinical counselor from Four Rivers Behavioral Health, and we'll also have Samuel Snacks Hawking speaking there, too.
All right. Well, Denise Peebles from A Community of Women Incorporated, thank you so much for talking with me about this important issue.
You're very welcome. Anybody that wants any information, you can check out our website at acommunityofwomen.com. I guess one of the things I wanted to say was, the motto this year is Shatter the Silence, Stop the Violence. And they're very powerful words, but words are nothing without action. So we need everyone to get involved.
Yeah, it's very true. Thank you very much.
Thank you.